I give Shira on it. I have it on tape.
Okay, so we're going to do, is the Ran. The Ran about chuppah. What is chuppah? How do you accomplish chuppah, which is nisuin? Okay, so again, nisuin is either kedushin is where you do kinyan and you, so to speak, designate the woman for you to be married. And then nisuin is the process which activates the marriage, actualizes the marriage. The question is, how do you accomplish it? Chuppah. So what is chuppah? So according to the Rambam, chuppah is essentially it's like you bring her into your house and you have yichud with her. Okay, you bring her into your house, you have yichud with her. But fine, and there's one stipulation that she has to be roi for bia. So if she's nida, she's not roi for bia, so then it doesn't work. Okay, so we explained that the idea of the question also is a big question. Is what's the idea of chuppah? Chuppah is a funny term. So what does chuppah mean to do with it? According to us, it's a canopy, I understand. But according to the Rambam, what does chuppah mean? Chuppah means covering. What does covering mean to do? You bring her into your house and you have yichud with her. I mean, it's true. I guess your house has a covering. But it's a funny thing to call it. I mean, you call it a lot of things. Why the word, what's the word chuppah, the term? And it's the Rambam says it's nikras chuppah. He makes a point that it's called chuppah. So we wanted to say that, that in a marriage, pre-matan Torah, marriage is, so to speak, just like a sexual institution that a man takes a wife, and she's designated for him sexually. But the Torah says, part of the Kiddush Avishas, that there's, for instance, Alosa say, and there's a Mishpat Habanos, which means that you have to provide for her. If you want to have her as your sexual object, so to speak, then you have to provide for her in terms of Sherek Sosanon, right? Provide for her needs. Her food and her clothing and her sexual needs. So you have to recognize her needs. And that's part of the Kedusha of marriage, that you don't just involve yourself in a sexual conquest, but in doing so you have a recognition of her needs. And it's like a mutual agreement, and you take care of her needs as well. Now we said is that chuppah is the according to Rambam, the mitzvah is that you initiate the ishus through highlighting or doing an action which is mora on which demonstrates, brings to light that aspect of the marriage, which is chuppah, means covering. You're taking her into your covering, into your protection. So you bring her into your house in a singular, in an exclusive manner, the ichud, is a way of designating that you are taking care of her. And that is sets up one leg of the, one side of the ishus, which is you're taking care of her, and that naturally brings on the other side of the ishus as well. Now she's miyuchad for you to have bia. You can have bia with her whenever you want from there on in. And that's the marriage. Now since you're setting up a two-sided institution, you're taking her into your house, which initiates a relationship which has as the other side of it that you have bia with her. That the institution can't be initiated if she's not roi for bia. So therefore she has to be roi for bia. So she's a nida, so you can't initiate a relationship of which is bia as an essential component when she's totally or she's also for bia. So therefore you can't do it when she's in roi for bia. So even though the action you're doing is chuppah, is bringing it to your house, but since it brings on the other side, that has to be the entire relationship can only take hold when the full relationship is possible, and that is two sides. You take care of her, and you could have beer with her. So that's what he says. That's the Rambam. So that's why again chuppah, even though chuppah is not essentially bia, and the ichud is not essentially one of bia, it's simply one of designating her for protection. But if she's not roi for bia, it can't be chuppah. Okay, so far that's what we had said yesterday, in the brief version. Now what we're going to do is do the Ran. Okay, so the Ran is taking up this issue of the Rambam. Okay, taking up the issue of the Rambam, who holds that chuppah is yichud. Because it's a big question, what is chuppah? Chuppah just is vague what it means. Rambam says it's yichud. But not only is it yichud, it's a yichud ha-ro'i labia. Okay, that's important, according to the Rambam. The Ran's going to take issue with that point. He's going to at least say, even if you want to say it's yichud, it doesn't necessarily have to be roi for bia. Okay? So, basically, I'm going to kind of in a nutshell here, but the Gemara in Nisuin, in Ksubos, says that after what happens is that you do Kedushin, and a year after Kedushin, exactly, so the husband has to marry her, has to do Nisuin. Okay, that's at least the way to wait a year in between. So, a year after he has to marry her, he has to do Nisuin. He says, but let's say it turns out that the year, and not only that, he has to give her food. Even if they don't do Nisun right away, he has to give her food. He has to start taking care of her, okay, after the year. So he says, but let's say she's a Nida, and the year elapses, and she's a Nida. Okay, so it says, well, then he doesn't have to feed her. Okay, so the question is, why not? So that's what the Ron says. So why not? Why not just do, who cares what she needs to do chuppa anyways? So he says, he could yell for me, the chuppa, I know you could. Will the figure, because she person needs the low ball, as well as yachid. Because the miracle command, who yashra and ashram, is she and ashram, flower of as chuppa. So he says, I'll tell you why you can't do chuppa when she's a nida, because chuppah is yichud, right? Like the Rambam was saying, chuppah, well, the process of chuppah is to have yichud with her, and since she's a nida, you know, and, she, and your wife is a nida before you had bia with her the first time, is an isser of yichud. So that's why, Abba, that's why they want to prove from here that chuppah is yichud, because if chuppah were not yichud, chuppah were some other thing, let's say putting her under a canopy or whatever, so then just do it when she's a nida. What's the problem? So just do nisu, do chuppah. So the fact that it says you don't have to do it, even though the year elapsed, you don't have to do it, is indicative of the fact that really chuppah is yichud, and therefore since she's a nida, you're not allowed to do chuppah. So therefore, that's why you can't do it. He's not allowed to. Okay? M'shemach einu malav zonos. Dimi, so I'm going to read what I spelled out. Dimi, so the chuppah lava einu yichud, if it's not yichud, lama einu malav zonos, v'chazi l'nisuin. In other words, really she's right to do nisuin right now, and if he doesn't do it, he should have to start supporting her. So therefore, according to that logic, you can't bring a kala to the chuppah until she's tar. Okay, and we try to be knowing that, right? We try to be knowing not to have a chuppah snida. But practically nowadays it's very complicated because you prepare these dates way in advance, and oftentimes a woman could end up becoming a nida, and then the complicated shilas. But we try to avoid.
That's nida or that's what it's
before? Oh, beforehand or afterwards?
Beforehand.
Well, you know, I mean, even birth control, I mean, it depends. There's all shilas, but if you just leave it up to chance, then sometimes you can become a nida. Mm-hmm. You can try to plan appropriately, but it doesn't always work out. Mm-hmm. And if you use a pill to try to control it, the problem is the pills oftentimes have the woman end up something they call staining, spotting, which means that even though she's on the pill, sometimes she'll end up getting a seal or dam, and it can happen very close to the wedding. You just don't necessarily have time for her to become tar. So it happens sometimes. I mean, it happens, and then there's all kinds of problems, because in the yichud room, you can't have yichud yet. I mean, you can't do yichud. So then you put someone else in the yichud room, hides out inside the yichud room, and then at night, they have to have someone sleeping in the house. So it's complicated. So that's what he's saying, is that's a proof, that's the Iskamar seems to be a proof, that chuppah is yichud. Fine. V'rav bal ha'itor ha'osif v'amar she'en machnisen osa l'chopa ad shichtav k'suba. Shekodim l'chein asur l'bayla. So now another thing is that if a woman doesn't have a k'suba, she's also to sleep with her husband. Okay, you're not allowed to sleep with your wife if you don't have a k'suba. Even if it gets lost later on, you're not allowed to sleep with your wife without a k'suba. So he's saying, so since that's the case, the bal ha'itor says, then make sure before you do chopa that she had that you write your k'suba first. Right? We write the ksuba, I guess, before you go to the chuppah, before chuppah. Right? Make sure you write the ksuba first. Because if you don't have a ksuba, so you're not allowed to have bia. Right? And since chuppah is a yichud, right, which I guess is right, you can't do it. Therefore, the Balita says, make sure that you write the ksuba beforehand. V'chein das Rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimonzal. The Ram also, Perkasim and Chazishos. That he doesn't like. Okay, that's wrong, he says. And the Marine will come on, and here's a Gemara. Rav Ami Shari Lamebel, but Chilo B'Shabbos. Rav Ami says you're allowed to have beer the first time on Shabbos. Amalei Rabban, Vahaluchta V'Ksuba. He says, I but you didn't write a Ksuba. In that case. Oh, there was a case. He says, I but you didn't write a Ksuba. Amalei, it's Fasu Metaltali. So whatever, you could use. You grab onto her metal something as a mashkon, as a collateral, and somehow you can make suba. He says, the case must have been they married on Wednesday, because that was the takana, they were supposed to marry on Wednesday. Apparently, it's a case, it's a story, it's deducing from the story that obviously they got married, and they did chuppah, even though they didn't have ksuba. So you see from the Gemara that it's okay. There's no isser yichud if you don't have ksuba, it's true, it's also that bia. It's an Isser. So he says, it's Darabon or whatever. It's not, there's no Isser of Yichud without a Ksuba. So he rejects it. It's Darabon. Okay, and I'm going to jump down a little bit. And he says, Hilkach, fine, so I'm jumping on. Hilkach, afilu intin salomer de chuppah hainu yichud, even if you want to say chuppah is yichud, given the low mitzvah of yichud below ksuba, shari le kansu le chuppah. There's no isra yichud for a woman. You're not allowed to have beer with your wife when she doesn't have a ksuba, but there's no halacha that you're not allowed to have yichud. Okay, even if you didn't have beer before. Aval pirsa nida, but if your wife is a nida, or before, you know, at the time of chuppah, kivin shasur le siyachid, that definitely it is asur to have yichud. If you want a taina that chuppah is yichud, lav bas chuppah. She's not, you can't do chuppah. Now here's where the Ran moves in. Umihu b'di'evan mehanya. But even though you're not allowed to have yichud, because she's a nida, okay, but still, if you do a chuppah's nida, and you have yichud with her, be'ezer, it works. Okay, it does work. Dikivan. The asikna perka balya vimto the yesh chuppah lepsulos kugon almana koin gadol v'chavru seha. The Gemara says that an almana is also to marry to have beer with a koin gadol. Okay, and yet you see that you can have a chuppah. They can do chuppah and it works. Okay, afagav dilchazin olam abia, but they're never it's also to be a olam. They're never gonna have beer. They're never allowed to have beer. It's always also to be a. Yet you see you could have a chuppah. The Gemara in Yivama says you could have a chuppah and the chuppah works for almana koin gadol.
Where are you?
I'm in the Ran, like seven lines from the bottom. Mm-hmm. He says, "Ulichud nahan ulichud." I mean, this is never roy for being for yichud. So you see that apparently you could have a chuppah, even though you're not allowed to do it, but it works. So hanami lo graminayo. So the nida also. It's true you're not allowed to have yichud with her, but if you do, it will work. And you can't do it because you're not allowed to have yichud. Okay. And then he's going to jump to other shittas of hold that's not yichud. So, but essentially, the Ran, and this is the Ran's point of departure from the Rambam, is he say he agrees, he ends up, let's say, he ends up saying another shittah that chuppah is not yichud. But he says, let's say you say that chuppah is yichud, so therefore it's true you're not allowed to do it if she's a nida, because you're not allowed to have yichud with her. But if you do, it will work. Now, according to the Rambam, it's clear it doesn't work. I mean, it partially works, but essentially it doesn't work. If you do have yichud with your wife, with a woman who's a nida, according to the Rambam, it doesn't. She's still an arusa. You're not really married. Okay, it's not whatever we talked about yesterday. So you're not married. She's still an arusa. She still is in an arusa, and there's no the isha isn't chal. But you see, according to the Ran, he's saying it would be, it is chal. It is also, even though it's also is true, it's also, you shouldn't do it, and you're an avarian if you do, but it doesn't affect the fact that the Yishas will be chal. The Yishas will be chal. So the question is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? And which side makes more sense at this point? So far we understand the Rambam. We explained the Rambam yesterday, is that the reason is because marriage, is nisuin, ishos, is a two-way relationship. And the relationship is that you take care of her, or you protect her, and she's mezuman for bia. She's yichud for bia for you. And therefore you can't initiate that relationship if she's a nida, because she's also in bia. Or by that measure it would seem, but if she's a manol kongadol also, and what's the difference? She's also in bia, she's also in bia.
So,
I looked up that case. I'd say let's leave alone the raya for the time being and just understand the question conceptually. I mean, the point, the Ram's point seems to be good conceptually, is that since the relationship is this two-sided relationship and she's not really for that second side of the relationship, so how could you initiate it when she's a nida? Now the Ram has a raya, but what's the svara? Okay, we have to the raya. I'm sorry, I'm not looking anymore. It's complicated. The Ram learns it. It's different ways to learn it. It's a very complicated case, though. But the question is, what's the Ran's counter argument? So you could say, I know, I was thinking about this today, because I had the misfire, but this, today I'll see what Johnny is saying there. Maybe you'd say that the Ram's point, which he's making, is that just because at this moment she's not roy for bia, therefore it can't be initiated because that's an essential component to the relationship. But there is a svar for that, but you could argue that's a weak point and say, look, it's true, at this moment it's not roy, but that in the future she will be roy, so therefore it's setting up that relationship and it doesn't have to be. You could argue that's a, you could try to make a machlokas there. I could see trying to make a machlokas. Problem is that the Ron's saying even by a Aman LeKohen Gadol it's going to work. And by a Aman LeKohen Gadol she is Aser LaOlam. So they're really, Menadin, she's never going to be able to have Bia. And yet the Ron says still Chuppah is going to work. So Chuppah is really, Chuppah is Yichud. And what's Yichud if you're never going to be able to have Bia? I mean, it's hard to understand the Ron. How is that going to work? Well, how are you even setting up this Ishus if she's not right for Bia? It's hard to imagine. How could you have an Ishus where Bia is impossible? I mean, it's hard to even imagine. What is that? I mean, isn't that an essential component of Ishus? I mean, it's you just don't have... How does it work? See, by Nida is easier to understand. I agree, and that's what Johnny's point is. But, I mean, but you see that the Ron goes further than that. He's saying that it works... That's what he says. Nida's lo garmi nayu. This can't be worse than them. And that's what Ariel's point is. It's more chamor. But still, who cares? It's true, it's more chamor. But bottom line is... As he's saying, that she's not really Bia, not right for Bia. So how could you have an Ishus where she's never going to be right for Bia? Ari wants to say, I mean, he could say it. That it means because you do Yichud. Yichud means you're right to have Bia. It's also to have Bia. Okay, fine, it's also. Who cares? So it's also, also, it's also. But it's still, it's Roy. You could have Bia. And you're doing Yichud. In theory, conceivably, you could have Bia. Now you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do Yichud in the first place, but you're doing it. So look, you're setting up a relationship where you're committing yourself to, you'll have Bia. It's also. Look, it's also, but you're still Roy. It's just hard to imagine. I mean, it's hard to... I was thinking of that also. It's just hard to say. I mean, we're dealing with Torah and Halacha here, and to say that that's going to be a Chuppah where she's not Roy, she's Osir. So, I mean, yeah, you could have... I guess you could have Bia, but, I mean, you're saying is that there's going to be a Chalos of the Ishos based upon their Yichud because now the deal is there. The deal is that they're going to have Bia. I mean, is that a deal? There's no deal like that. I mean, maybe if they had Bia, but I mean, they're not going to have Bia. You're saying it's because they're muslik, they're going to violate the Esser, and then... it's hard. It's hard to say that. He's saying, Roy Bia doesn't mean Roy halachically, it means Roy physically. Now, physically, you have Yichud. Yichud means physically, now you could have Bia. So now you did Yichud, and you could have Bia with her, but... I'm just saying is it's hard to see that in halachic ishos to say that halacha is going to recognize it because a guy could do an avera. It's one thing is he does the avera, he does yichud ba'aveser. Say look, he did it. But now you say now that's it. Now they've initiated their sexual relationship and halacha is going to recognize that and it's going to be chalas ishos because now there's a relationship there of bia, but there's nisar bia. So right. I mean, you're assuming that they're gonna be violating Yisur in their whole lives, and it's hard to say. By Nida, you could say yeah, they'll do it later, but by Malkan Gadol, it's hard. Good point. I mean, Daniel's mentioned also. I mean, the whole idea is Ishus is Chodesh Kedusha. You're saying is you're setting up the Chuppah as Chodesh Ishus of Kedusha, where you're premising it on the fact that they're gonna be involved in Yisur Ibiya. I mean, it's just hard. Yeah. Okay, so let me put some of these thoughts together here. I think I'm combining a little bit from what Johnny and Ariel are saying, but I think Johnny's the angle is good. Is that we have to look at let's compare pre-Matan Torah and post-Matan Torah. Okay, pre-Matan Torah, Ishus was essentially a sexual institution. Okay, you want a woman, you bring her into your house, and she's yours to have Bia with. Okay. Now comes along Matan Torah and introduces this idea of Mishpat Habanos, or introduces the idea of like a personal responsibility. It introduces that whole element into the marriage. Now, is it pshat that it's introducing an element? Is it pshat that marriage is still essentially a sexual relationship, but it's built upon responsibilities and built upon a relationship, a human social relationship with responsibilities, and that imbues the sexual with a kedusha because it's built upon like principles of ethical principles and justice? Or do you say that it has totally transformed the marriage from being essentially a sexual institution to being like a social or an interpersonal institution, of which now Bia is one component under that interpersonal relationship. Like, what has Kedusha, so to speak, done? What has Matan Torah done? The Kadesh Amo Yishel Adi Chubba Kedusha. Has it... Did you say that, look, that Ishus is Bia? That's the Ishus is, and the Torah has just done, is it's been Mekadesh it through building it upon this substratum of responsibilities and chuppah, and, you know, or again, or has it transformed the thing from being essentially, it's a different essence, really. So no longer is it essentially a sexual relationship, but now it's essentially an interpersonal relationship.